Hey guys, we're also brought to you by Hepiest. Now, Hepiest is your number one place to go for premium CBD products that will not break the bank. They're THC-free, lab-tested, USA-grown, all that good stuff. But more importantly, less expensive. So if you're a first-time user, if you've wanted to try CBD but you don't want to spend as much money as those big guys, go check out HepiestMed.com. HepiestMed.com. They have something for everybody, and it's a beautiful thing. We're also powered by Poddex. Now, Poddex is your number one way to start a podcast, with episode starting prompts and interview questions right in the palm of your hand. Just shuffle up and go. My listeners get 10% off their order. Use code THINKINGPROJECT10 when you check out to get that. Go to poddex.com and type in that code, and you guys won't regret it. It'll be the best way you start to make your content and your podcast, which you definitely should. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, go do it and go get one of these decks to help you out. Poddex.com. Guys, if you're not following me on social media, please follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram at Dalton K. Jensen and on Facebook at The Thinking Project Pod. And that's where we're going to roll out all of our content. We're going to start doing giveaways, all the things like that. But I need more people on there. You know what I'm saying? So please go check it out. If you haven't left a review on iTunes, please do. That really helps me out. And without further ado, I want to welcome our next guest, Drew Thorngren. This was an awesome conversation because, as many of you, know, I started this podcast at the tail end of my college degree. So I was working full time, going to college, doing a couple side gigs. And Drew is in the same boat, got a clothing business, trying to get his own consulting for athletes, prospective collegiate athletes up and rolling. He's got a scholarship at his old high school, his alma mater. And it was a really awesome conversation that you guys really won't want to miss. So please check us out, tune in, and you guys will love this episode. Please welcome Drew Thorngren. Welcome, everybody. This is Dalton Jensen, and you're tuning into The Thinking Project. All right, cool. So, Drew, tell me a little bit about what you do. I know you're up at, you said Utah State, right?
Yeah, I'm up at Utah State.
Right on, dude. What are you studying up there?
So I'm studying business management with the emphasis in HR.
Okay.
And I'm currently a sophomore.
Oh, right on, dude. Right on. So you're in school and you have a business right now.
Yeah. So I started my business over the past summer. And so we've been going strong for about 3 months now. So it's been going good.
Cool, man. So I like that. I did the same thing. I did my degree and I had a business. And so I think that's the reason, one of the reasons I wanted to connect with you, is just to get another perspective, because there's a lot of people who listen to this show who are in the same situation. You know, they're young, they might want to go to school, but they want to start a business. You know what I mean? So what do you do? What is your business?
So our business is called Steric Performance. And a little background about the word Steric. Steric means strong in Danish.
Okay.
And I did a 2-year volunteer service mission out in Denmark. And when I came home, I played 4 sports growing up, and I played NCAA football as well as rugby.
Sweet.
And growing up, I played baseball, basketball, football, and track. So I love sports. Yeah. And something I wanted to do with our business is being able to help with athletes and work with athletes.
Yeah.
And so right now we're selling a bunch of clothing and apparel, and we've been able to sell, you know, it's our international business. We have 20 ambassadors, and it's been going really good.
Wow.
And then on top of that, I'm getting my personal training license in the fall. And so I'll be able to get certified through NASM to be able to work individual with athletes as well as group of athletes. And so I could go to former high schools that I've been to, or, you know, my brother plays high school football, and be able to get with some of his teammates and be able to train them to help them hopefully get recruited to play at the next level.
Yeah, that's sweet, man. So, I really like that. So how did you get the idea to start that company?
So out in Denmark, they go pretty hard with working out. And so Steric, as you know, means strong. And so our company logo is based off Thor's hammer. And so a lot of people will wear a necklace that's it's called like an amulet. And so it's symbolic of when Thor was able to defeat the giants in Asgard the hammer. So a lot of people are really, especially in Denmark, are proud of their heritage, and especially with the Nordic culture. And so they'll wear that. And so our company's logo is off that.
Right. Yeah, man, that's freaking sweet. So you sell clothing, right?
Yep. We got tons of athletic apparel, goes from sweats and leggings all the way to hoodies and cutoff shirts.
And then, so you do the clothing, and then you're getting into the personal training side of it.
Yes.
Right on, man. I know we're doing this through Zoom, so I know it might, the computers might lag a little bit or whatever, but that's what we got to do with this dang pandemic going on. Right. But how long ago did you start the business? You said you started it in the summer. Has it just been that long?
Yeah, no worries, man. Yeah, it's only been started up. So the results that we've been receiving as our business has started up. Like I said, we have 20 ambassadors right now who represent, they have some of our apparel, and what they'll do is the requirement is to wear apparel one time a month and send me a picture of them in the apparel, and then I'll be able to put on social media.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they're recruiting their friends, their family, and also putting on their social media. So we're able to spread the news of Steric Performance, which has been great. And we have a couple of ambassadors out in Scandinavia. And then we have 4 states in the U.S. already covered. So it's been really good with recruiting nationwide, but as well as recruiting out in Scandinavia as well.
Wow, dude, that's sweet. So you have some out. So yeah, you're out there in Scandinavia. Holy crap, man. That's pretty sweet. So what, you gave us a little bit about the background, but like what made you want to turn it into a business? Like, especially in school, like what made you want to go to school for business administration and start a business like that? Cause a full-time business and full-time school, man, that's not easy.
Yeah. And it's been pretty crazy because I'm very, very involved here at Utah State University with the business programs as well as athletics. And so with being a businessman, it's something I really wanted to do is, yes, I know it's important to get a degree, but it's also nice to have multiple sources of income.
Yeah.
And so I'm over here like, you know what? I can go to school, but I can make money while I'm sleeping. You know, with people buying gear and apparel through online, I wake up and be like, oh, wow, 20 new things were purchased overnight. That's money I'm able to make as a college student while still getting my degree.
Yeah.
And so I guess that was a mindset, is like not relying just on one source of income, but having multiple sources of income.
Yeah, dude. Well, no, I mean, that's never a bad idea, right? And you can have that kind of leg up when you graduate. I did the same thing. You know, by the time I graduated, I took it slow. Actually, when I got my bachelor's degree, it took me like 5 years to get it, because I was just, I was trying to make money and trying to make it worth it, the bachelor's degree worth it, in the end, for me anyway, right? There's a lot of reasons that you can go into getting a degree, but I've always admired people who did that, right? Who were able to start a business, go to school, do everything that, you didn't have to sacrifice anything, because a lot of the things that people do now are like, especially like in the business kind of culture, especially like the entrepreneurship culture, right? Like they'll be like, don't go to college, or you don't need it, like start a business instead. Where if you can figure out how to do both and afford both and do all of that, I think you're in a better spot.
Yeah, I agree too. And it's like, while I'm learning these things in class, I mean, able to apply them in real life scenarios with my business. And so that's something, you learn something in class, finish that class, and then you're like, all right, here's what I learned and here's how I'm going to apply it.
Yeah.
So that's been something that's already been really useful from classes this semester I've taken, applying them and see how it's worked with my business and how can I improve with the business as well.
Yeah. Do you feel like going into a business management degree, do you feel like there's a lot of classes that have helped you with your business, or do you feel like, because I mean, look, I'm not a college basher. Like, for one, I have my degree, but two, I just think that if you do what you love and if you want to go get a degree for you, like, go do it. But have you seen like a lot of value come from those classes directly into your business, or have you had to manipulate the lessons a little bit to fit like what you're doing.
Yes, the classes have been very useful into applying them to real life cases, especially when the professors, you know, have had a background of owning their own business or working in high up in HR with big companies. And so I've really appreciated their lessons that they've taught me on scenarios.
Yeah.
Also at the same time too, it's like a lot of stuff I've been able to figure out on my own, like, you know, going ahead and getting an LLC and social media marketing and, you know, finding the right brand ambassadors. It's like, I've done that on my own, but then I've also learned a lot from what my professors have gone through and being able to learn from them. And so I guess their network has provided my network a lot of, I don't know, it's been really reliable because I know I can learn from their experiences and apply them to my own.
Yeah, I think, well, and I think that there's a lot of value in that. And so I always appreciate that. Like, I always appreciate somebody, and I guess it's a little bit different when you're doing college, you know, and you're doing your degree at the same time. Cause you know, you hear a lot of people who are like, you know, I did this whole degree, started my business and, you know, and didn't hardly applied anything from like school to the business. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd say something too. It's like in college, I'm not in a rush.
Yeah.
I'm just like, during college, I feel like it's so crucial to make the connections and build up your network rather than just pounding out a 4-year degree.
Right, right.
Instead of just, you know, being such a hurry to take it out.
Yeah.
Take your time to build networks with your professors and take time to get involved, because that's what's really going to be a valuable asset after you graduate. As you know, you said you did 5 years, right? So, you know, you weren't go, go, go. It's like, you know, you took your time, you got the education you needed, and you didn't feel rushed, which I really respect a lot.
Yeah, well, I did my whole degree online too, because I was like, man, because I was going to school, I was also working in a field that I really loved. I'm in sales, like that's all I do. Mm-hmm. And then it gave me time to start my other, you know, hobbies like podcasting and things like that. And, you know, networking, you brought up a really good point. Like networking is such a huge deal, especially when you're young. Like, you know, I hardly ever say no to a networking opportunity. Like it's very rare. And the only reason I'd really say no if it was just so far out in left field compared to something that I was interested in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what advice would you give like the young entrepreneurs out there who are doing like school and maybe thinking about starting a business or something like that?
Some advice I have is I received, I was an attendee at the NFL Combine for networking purposes. And so I was able to meet a lot of former general managers, people in front offices, and the vice president of the 49ers told me that your value is as big as your network. And so that's something I really took to heart.
Wow.
And that with networking, you know, being friendly to people, helping other people out, not asking, you know, people for favors all the time, but actually caring about their interest and caring for them.
Yeah.
That's what's really going to help you. And while you build up your network, you're able to provide things that will benefit them and they'll be able to have things to benefit you. So it's like not only a friendship, but you're able to share resources. And the same thing with business is do what makes you happy. Like, don't do things that, you know, it may pay well, but you hate it. Like, do what you love. I mean, like, I'm a podcaster, you're a podcaster, and it's great because we're doing something we love, but then, you know, we also love business. And so it's like, you were able to get a degree in business, and I was able to, I'm working on getting my degree.
Yeah.
So doing what makes you happy, I think, is the biggest takeaway.
Yeah, it's super important, man. And the lessons you learn, like, that's a pretty cool lesson to learn, because it's true, you know, your net worth is a big part of it is depending on how well you can solve problems and other people's problems and working out, you know, other people's being able to work out other people's, you know, gaps, whether it's in their businesses or in their personal life, you know, where you come, you know, just with clothes, right? Your apparel, right? You're trying to close some kind of gap with your customers. And so I really appreciate, you know, the network. And you, so two things. So you were at the NFL Combine. Did I hear that right?
Yes. So with sports sports management worldwide, I was able to attend a conference, and it was pretty cool, you know, meeting with a bunch of executives and especially Adam Schefter. I was able to have a good conversation with Adam Schefter, who's the top, you know, ESPN analysis, and he's tight with all the front office people. So it was great to be able to learn from them and how they made it in life and how I can, you know, learn from them to apply to my own life.
How did that opportunity come about?
So they reached out to me a couple of years ago, but then I told them I was going on an LDS mission. And then afterwards I came back and got connected with them again. And then they invited me to come out and attend. So it was really cool. And it was really cool also just, you know, it's a hobby of mine. I love NFL. And so it was cool to be able to watch the combine too, after all the meetings were over, and being able to, I was able to bring my dad out and watch that. So it was pretty, pretty fun.
That's way sweet. So, so they reached out to you just because of your playing on the field, or?
Yeah. So they reached out to me for, cause I was one point looking at becoming a, looking into going into being an NFL GM. And so I wanted to take their course, cause they have a lot of former general managers you can take courses from.
Wow.
I'm going the more athletic director route for a Division I university.
Sure.
But it was still great to learn from them about sports marketing and taking care of your fan base and how to, you know, increase revenue, you know, just, you know, business stuff on.
Yeah. So they have a class for like, is it like a NFL GM school kind of thing where like you graduate? Basically, and then,
yeah. If you want to like learn from general managers, you can take classes from, you know, Mark Dominic. I mean, he was the general manager over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in the early 2000s. There's a class he offers. And so I was able to get acquainted with him and talk to him for a while. If you want to become, you know, a sports analysis or analyst, or if you want to do more of like the agency, like all these sorts of classes you can take. So yeah, I recommend if that's what you want to go into.
Yeah, that's nuts. Again, one of those things where I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? Like that makes a lot of sense that they would have like a general manager school or whatever, because, you know, I always thought, you know, it's kind of just experience, right? You start kind of at the bottom, and if you want to be a GM, you kind of go through the ranks, and I'm sure that's still how it works, but the fact that there's some schooling and some classes you can take to kind of give yourself a leg up, like that's pretty ingenious, especially for like a retention
network
thing. Yeah,
I mean, if you want to get your foot in the door, you got to network and put yourself out there,
right? So right,
yeah, they offer that course, but it's what you want to do with that course.
If
you want to make connections with them, then you can build on that. But if you're just taking the course just to say you took the course, it's not going to really help you. But if you want to network with the people and then go your way up from there.
No kidding, dude. That's so cool. I always love, this is why I love interviewing business owners of all kind. And again, like for me, I said it before, I don't ever say no to a networking opportunity, unless it's just way left field. Like, and by the way, when I say that, I don't think I've ever turned down a podcasting opportunity or a networking opportunity, maybe one or two, but as I think about it, right. But, I love this opportunity because I just, you know, you just get to learn so many cool things, you know, and there's something for everybody out there. Like, did you ever think that you were gonna go to college and then start a business like when you were little?
No, actually when I was little, it was pretty common amongst my friend group, you know, just go medical field, you know, go get your degree, then go to med school, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then, you know, I respect the people who do that, but as I got older, I was like, do I see myself doing this for 4 years? And as much as I love medical, I just didn't see myself doing it for the long term.
Yeah.
I struggle a lot in like science and those type of classes. So I did definitely, you know, thought a lot about it. And I was like, you know, I love business.
Yeah.
And so I guess as I got, you know, older in high school, that's when I really decided, you know, I'm going to pursue business and hopefully be a business owner one day.
Cool.
And like, you know, being 22, I'm proud to say, you know, I've been able to start my own business and a successful business as well. But that's not my whole career. Like, I don't want to dedicate my whole career to steric performances. I want it to be, you know, still be super involved and have that be one of my, you know, sources of income. Not the main one, but being able to have multiple sources of income.
Sure. So that's sweet, man. Like at 22, you're doing all the right things, brother. Well, what were some of your bigger influences and mentors for you to start a business?
Mentors, When I was out in Denmark, I had two great mission presidents that were business. They were heavily involved in business, and
they usually are. Mission presidents are usually like really involved.
Yeah, and so they had a huge influence on me to pursue business even more. And then I think just being involved in athletics, you know, I've always looked up to my coaches and athletic directors. And, you know, that's a fun job to me. And it's like, you know, I love sports. I love business. So it was the perfect route for me. And so it's been great being able to network with, you know, business owners as well as people involved in athletics.
Yeah, man. Well, I think that's the big thing. And, you know, and I asked a few people that question because it's tough to, you know, if you haven't had like a direct mentor, especially like in the entrepreneur world, like it's almost, they've gotten to like where mentors are in need. And I think they are, but it's almost like they've drawn a line, in my opinion, where like a mentor is almost like something that you pay for. Right. But for me, excuse me, I've noticed that like the influencers that I've, you know, been able to meet just in business, that people that have been able to give me ideas and let me bounce ideas off of them. Like those are more of like the people that I've, would consider like mentors, right?
Yeah, I'd say definitely it's important to have your network and then, you know, people who are with you on the same route going to, you know, your career path. But then a mentor is someone maybe who's you would consider who made it, or someone that's really successful in your eyes, and learning from them and having them help guide you into the way of being successful, how they were able to be successful. It's like if you're aspiring to be a business owner, right? Well, who are you going to reach out to? You know, business owners. Be like, how did you do it? What can I learn from them and apply that to my own business?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Well, that I really appreciate that too, you know. So do you feel like, well, and you kind of mentioned this earlier, like how you know, you didn't want your current company to maybe be the only thing you ever do. So what are, you know, have you found your passion in that? Is that something that you want to, you know, continue maybe scale, or like, what are you passionate about? What are some of the things that you want to do?
So Star Performance, you know, clothing is always going to be a necessity, right? And people, you know, working out and taking care of their physical health is always going to be a need. And so being able to be the owner, I will be able to still be the owner, but able to hire people to still, you know, run the social media pages and take care of the website and, you know, handle that, which is great. But the great thing about being a business owner is that you can have people help you with your company rather than you doing everything yourself. And so it's definitely going to continue to grow, especially being able to train athletes. You know, it's like there's so many high schools and, you know, individual athletes that want to go play college football or college basketball or.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, that's what I mean, it's a really good goal, but man, that's tough. No, I know. I like what you said, especially with going to play like, you know, D1 sports or even, you know, D1AA or D2 or anything like that. Like those are very, you know, those are great goals, but man, those are tough, right? Those are like lofty goals. And I think that everybody should go for them, you know, but what's that conversation like? Have you ever talked to anybody who wants to play, you know, football, and what are those kind of, or just any, you know, D1 sport or anything like that? Like, what are those conversations like?
So, yeah. So going back to my junior year, you know, I thought about college sports, but I really didn't know how to get my foot in the door. And I was able to talk to an NCSA recruiter, you know, National College Scouting Association. And the guy I talked to, he really helped guide me in what I needed to do to get recruited. And, you know, I was looked at by tons of colleges and, you know, I got tons of scholarship offers my junior, senior year. And I committed to Dixie State University, and this is their actually first year that they're a Division I university. And so, you know, it was great being able to play there when I did. And then I came to Utah State and played rugby up here for a semester, right? I was going to play football up here, but then I had a incident happened where I broke my leg playing rugby, and so that was time for me to hang up the cleats and to focus more on business aspects, you know. And since that injury, I've been able to excel from there. And so, you know, I had fun playing college sports when I did, but now it's, you know, more business directed in my life. But I guess the biggest thing, like getting your foot in the door with college athletics, is starting at a young age. I mean, like eighth, ninth grade, you should be doing everything you can to make sure you're having the best, you know, 40-yard dash or 5-10-5 vertical jump, you know, focusing on what those college recruiters are looking at and being able to be the best suited for that. But then also just, you know, balling out on the field and making sure you're getting tons of film. You know, I was a running back, right? And so you not only need to, you know, hit the hole hard, but you need to be able to break away, or you need to be able to block, or, you know, be a receiver in the backfield. And so there's tons of aspects besides just running the ball. You got to be able to put in your film. And so that's something I want to do, is help athletes at a young age, helping them know what to do so they can help get recruited or get looked at by college coaches. Cause it's definitely nice, you know, you're able to play college sports, but also get some of your school paid for. So it's like, you know, there's tons of scholarships out there, but if you're a good athlete, I mean, there's opportunities. Yes, we know we may not all be D1, but there's D1 AA, there's D2, there's junior college, D3 even, NAIA. Like, there's so many colleges out there that are looking for athletes. And so that's something I want to do, is be able to help out these athletes who are passionate about sports, help them save some money and go to school and be able to get some of the college paid for.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great point that you make. And especially since, you know, you've had the opportunity to meet some of the NFL GMs, to be, recruited into a league like that. And then you have the networking, right? Like, you see what they want to see, and you know what they want to see. So I think that's super valuable. And I think a really cool spinoff on a clothing line, right? Because, you know, you see a lot of the clothing lines and maybe they just do clothing, or maybe they do some, you know, some modeling or stuff like that. But to be able to have like a clothing line, you know, and a training, you know, personal training, personal coach aspect of it, that's pretty cool, you know, especially since, you know, you can get, you know, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone on that, right?
Exactly.
That's pretty sweet.
And so it's like, with the target audience, it's, you know, it's for Sterk's for anyone, you know, if you're outdoor, like you see on our social media pages, where it's like, you know, if you're outdoors exploring, you know, you wear leggings or like you wear shorts or a cutoff shirt, right? And so we have that for you. But then if you want to go work out in the gym, like, we have that for you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that's for everyone. And then on top of that, the training is for, you know, not just dedicated towards those that are wanting to play college sports, but for those that want to, you know, take care of their health, lose weight, achieve fitness goals, you know, et cetera. There's so many other things to do with fitness. So it has a huge target audience, which was the vision of Sterk when it was starting to start up.
Yeah. Well, and you're in Utah, man. So like, there's a lot of good, opportunity for, you know, athletic apparel, and a lot of good opportunity for personal training like that. You know what I mean? There's a ton of high schools out here. Like, I didn't grow up in Utah. I grew up in a real small town, in Iowa, but even then, like, but even, you know, coming out here and seeing like graduating classes that had more kids in the graduating class than I had in my whole high school. Like, that's pretty nuts, man. That's pretty nuts. So, so let me ask you this. What do you feel like is the biggest challenge that you face as a student, business owner?
Definitely getting, I guess, too involved, where you got to be super good with time management.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just got married this past summer. So it's like, all right. I mean,
awesome.
Making sure I have time for my wife, making sure I have time, you know, for the business, and putting time aside to help, you know, build the business up even more. And then, you know, dedicating time to, you know, attend a Zoom class meeting or to put towards, you know, homework. But then I'm involved in like a dozen other things at school, right? And so it's like, I have a huge calendar. I have all my meetings, you know, on the calendar, and making sure I'm really good at time management.
Yeah, I bet. Well, yeah, that time management's, whether you're a student business owner or a business owner in general, like,
exactly.
That's a tough, those are tough ones. And especially being married, man, congrats on that. It's just tough. You gotta try to give everybody the most attention that you can. Right. So how do you deal with the time management aspect of owning a business and being a student? Like, what are some tricks that you've learned to help you manage that?
Try not to have free time until the evening. And so, you know, it's like waking up and you're like, all right, here's all the tasks I need to do today. And so I guess on my calendar, I put, all right, I'm going to dedicate 2 hours to help with our social media pages on, you know, for Steric Performance, right? Or it's like, all right, how can I make sure I get all my homework done to enjoy my weekend? And then it's like, all right, here's some date ideas I want to do. So I'm going to set aside time so my wife and I can go do this fun date.
Yeah.
And so definitely just making sure to balance, you know, your priorities in life.
Oh,
so
for
it's
sure.
Like when I'm working on business, focus on business. When I'm with my wife, focusing just on my wife, you know, school, just on school. And so not just having them all hit at once, but like, all right, dedicating certain times to, you know, your priorities.
Yeah. And being really good at saying no, I bet too. Like, you
know,
definitely. Going through,
cause like, you know,
going these, through what's important.
Yeah, all these activities going on and stuff. And you're like, I'm sorry guys. Like I have other commitments. I can't make it tonight. You know, it's hard to say no to your friends, but then it's like, you got other priorities you got to do.
well, you grind when you're in the beginning so that you can, you know, chill at the end. Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, eventually that, well, you said it before, right? Eventually you want to get to the point where it's kind of on autopilot. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's the goal for anybody who's looking, who wants to start a business. Like eventually you want to get it to the point where it can go on autopilot, where it can work with minimal intervention and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like that, dude. So right now for you at this point in life, like what does success look like for you?
Like, what I determine success?
Yeah. Like if I say success, what comes to your mind?
When I think of success, it's writing down goals and achieving goals. I think it's really important to, you know, have realistic goals. And then once you've achieved those goals, you feel, you know, successful, right? And then not only that, but giving back to, you know, your community or giving back to your school, religion, you know, whatever it is. When I look at people and see what they're, you know, I love seeing my friends be successful and I love seeing people do good. And something I really respect is when they're not only able to do that, but they're able to give back to their community. And so I think that's something that's really important. And something that was a cool opportunity is this past summer too, I started up a scholarship for my old high school.
Oh,
and
cool.
With a scholarship, it's a student athlete scholarship award. And I have a bunch of, I think like 5 or 6 questions. And it's like, what are you going to use with this money if you're awarded? How have you been able to give back to your community? And just different questions like that. And then I'll be able to choose a winner to, you know, award that scholarship to. You know, it's like I'm a college student. I'll give where I can right now because I got other expenses and stuff to pay for. But I think that's a huge thing is, especially as a business owner and, you know, be an example to others, is to become the best you can be. And to go around and give back to society and help others out.
Yeah, that's freaking sweet, man. Holy cow. So you started a scholarship at your local high school,
Bonneville High School down in Washington Terrace, Utah. Yep.
Holy cow, man. What was that process like? Like, what was it like starting up your own scholarship? That's pretty sweet, man.
Well, the thing is, I've been wanting to do it for a while, and it's kind of a crazy story. In May, I got hit by a semi truck when I was driving in my, you know, Ford Mustang convertible. I love that car, worked so hard for it. And I was very blessed to not have any tragedy happen to me. I was able to walk out with my life, walking out of the hospital. And it really just was an eye opener to like, all right, you know, I've been planning on doing, you know, the scholarship for a while. Now I need to really get on it. Like, you know, cause you never know when your life's about to end. So it's important to make the most out of life every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so I went and talked to, you know, to the school district foundations board and told them my idea. And they were so excited about it, especially, you know, being a 22-year-old college student starting a scholarship, right? Like not too many people do that, but it's something I wanted to do. To be able to give back to my old high school and to help, you know, that individual who receives the award, be able to have some money to help go towards school. Because I really do think it's so important to get an education, but I've also had a soft spot for student athletes who are able to work hard in the classroom, but also able to ball out on the field. You know, that's a grind and you got so many hours committed to, you know, whatever sport or sports you play.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm really excited to, you know, award this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty sweet, man. So, how do people go about like starting a scholarship? You know, what is the process like for that? Because you know, you see a lot of them all the time and there's a ton of them out there, but, you know, people maybe like in your situation, you know, want to start one, but maybe just don't know how.
Yeah, that's a great question, Dolan. And I'd say the best way to go about it is, all right, who's your target audience, right? Are you trying to do more like student athletes? Are you more in like science or, you know, mathematics? Like, you got to like have your target audience first and who you want to award it to. And then you got to come up with your application process. So it's like, on the top of my head, it's like, who's the most inspiring, you know, leader to you, like in the sports world, and why? And it's like, how will you give back to your community if you are awarded the scholarship? What will it be used towards? You know, just different questions like that. And then I laid it out. And then I went to the school district foundations board and said, all right, you know, I want to start the scholarship. Here's the X amount of money I want to do for this year. How do I do it? And I was informed, all right, send us the application, send us the money, and then we'll be able to get that up and going. Now go talk to the high school and have them help you promote it. So I went to my former high school and said, hey, like, you know, I've talked to the school district, it's approved, paid the money. Here's the application process. And I want to be able to award it here in April, right? When they have like their ceremony of scholarships. And so then it's able to get promoted throughout the year. And then one that, you know, it might not happen with a huge assembly with COVID, but someone will still be able to be awarded this year. At my former high school, and then I'll be able to give that award to that student athlete and help, you know, give them some money to help go towards school. So that's the
Yeah, that's
process in order to start a scholarship up.
Holy cow, man, that's way sweet. What gave you the idea to do a scholarship? I mean, I know you kind of talked about it, like giving back to your, you know, community, giving back to your school, but that's a, you know, but there's a lot of ways you can do that, and a lot of other good ways you can do that. But what made you pick a scholarship, man?
That's a good question, Dalton. I guess the biggest thing is, you know, like I said, giving back, but also, like, you know, when you're out of high school, like, no matter what, like, whatever money you get to go towards college, you're like stoked for, right? You're like,
I mean, winning a
books,
scholarship's a cool.
right?
That's
Like,
cool.
hey, this is gonna go towards books. This is gonna toward, you know, maybe like a down payment for a deposit on a, you know, apartment, or it's like go towards tuition. Like, there's so many different things that can go into college. And so, you know, whatever money you can get definitely helps out. And I know when I graduated high school, you know, whatever scholarships I got, I was stoked for, and it motivated me to continue to pursue a college degree, because I had a good support system, and I was able to have some money to help, you know, invest in my education going forward. So I guess
No,
that's it.
that's really admirable. I think that's one of the coolest things that I've heard being done, and I'm sure it happens a lot more, but I'm super glad you're able to talk about it, 'cause that's really cool. You know, very inspiring too. I hope someone listens to this and came from maybe a poor town that goes out and does something nice for that dude, 'cause that's tough, man. And especially at a high school where a lot of people may not end up going to college, right? Like, that's tough. That's way tough. So, but that's way cool, man. So let me ask you this, 'cause I don't want to take up like all day, but you know, I like having these conversations. They're very, I think selfishly they help me more than they might help somebody else, but I never know. So I just like having them and putting them out there. But, which leads me into this next one. Like, you have a podcast. So Drew, tell me about like what your podcast is.
Yeah, so it's called Touchdown Thorngren, and I
Okay.
was just doing it on a, you know, side hobby. As you can see, you know, I got tons of sports. That ball right there is signed by Jerry Rice, you know, Utah
Oh,
Jazz
sweet.
stuff. I got tons of baseball, but, you know, I love sports, right? And so I wanted to start a podcast, and over this summer, I helped a guy named Rob Cornelis, who's worked a lot with front office people in the MLB, NBA, NFL, and I was able to help him work with people and to help start his podcast as well as his book. And so that was really cool, and eye-opening and inspiring. And I didn't know the process on how to start a podcast, but being able to intern for him really helped me on how to start a podcast. And so I wanted to do it, you know, sports related. And so I launched last week, and the school, they're looking for, at Utah State University, are looking for people to help with content and sports content with podcasting. So
Sweet.
I went and approached them and told them about it, and they're like, hey, we'll hire you for content. And I was like, all right, you got a done deal, you know. And
Yeah,
so
man.
now I'm just getting all the paperwork approved and everything, then I'll be able to submit my podcast to them, and then it'll be on Spotify, iTunes, you know, all these different apps for people to have accessibility to it. And with the podcast, we talk about, you know, What are my predictions? What are the, in the recaps of what happened, you know, the past couple of days of the sporting world, fantasy football projections, and just like inspiring, like, you know, hype, I guess, just like, you know, some thoughts on sports or like, you know, just some motivation.
Related. Well, that's really cool too. Well, that's really cool too. You know, getting into a college because they'll help promote it, I'm sure. Right. That's the hardest part about starting a podcast is like, there's the promotion. Like, you have this something good to listen to, and how are you going to get it to the people who want to listen to it? Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. That's really cool. So podcaster, student, business owner, dude, you got it going on, man. And it's, you know, and I hope there's somebody out there who listens to this and who gets the idea that, like, you know, you can do that. You can do it if you're disciplined, you know, if you have the tenacity, if you have the grit to get it done. Right. I just named off a couple, but what other traits would you like attribute to your success, or maybe your just the ability to like get it going
with like giving back, or, you know, traits I admire, or
traits you admire, or just like what made you get up, you know, what traits would you attribute to like getting up and get going, like for people to maybe focus on?
Okay, definitely time management. I think that's you know, critical to get the most out of your day.
Yeah.
And I just think and honestly, like, it sounds cliche, but just love, man. Just like loving people, like wanting to help out people, you know, helping other people out, even though, you know, if it may not benefit you, like, who cares, right? If you love people, like, go help them out. And like, I think the biggest thing too is like with your friends or, you know, people, you know, is don't always ask for things. Like, be that guy to always help people out, but not ask for it in return. Because when you're that guy that people can be like, wow, you know, he's just calling me or texting me just to like see how I'm doing. He's not asking for anything. It's like, keep wanting you, like, to, you know, keep being connected.
I'd
say too, just being real with people, you know. It's like not having like, you know, two-faced, but just being 100% real with people, being down to earth, and just like being generous, you know. It's like you respect people who give back to the community or who love their friends and that want to help others out. So be that dude that or person that people can look up to and be inspired by.
Yeah, man. Well, no, that I think that is a really good point. And I love the last two that you mentioned, because I think everything else kind of falls in play, you know, all the logistical side, you know, the logistics of being a business owner, time management, you know, and the grit and tenacity and thing like that. But I really appreciate that you said, like, you know, the love, and I equate that with empathy, which I think, you know, are the same. And then I love that you talked about, and I call it, you know, not having transactional relationships, you know, just being there and being present with people just to be there. Right. Like you know, I think that ties in like super well with authenticity. You know, when you're authentic with people, you don't expect anything in return because you're there, because you're in a relationship or you're in a situation that you want to be in because you want to be there. Right. And so authenticity, you know, that's an idea that I've dealt with like a ton. You know, just in my own, like, you know, studies and research and stuff like that. And I say research like loosely, but, you know, I like studying about things, but I've noticed that the more authentic you are, the more able you're, or the better ability you have to have empathy, because you're not searching for these transactional relationships. And so I really like that you brought that up. And there's not a truer statement. Like if you can live authentically and live empathetically and just be there because you want to be there, you're going to live a very happy, fruitful life. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Cool. So I'll end with this. Like where do people find you? What's your website for your clothing? You know, what's your podcast called? When do you think it's going to launch? I mean, I know those are big questions, but how do people get a hold of you and start consuming your world?
Yeah. So follow me on Instagram. It's Dre_W24. So that's my Instagram handle. On Twitter, it's Drew Thorngren 24. My podcast is called Touchdown Thorngren. So if you just like search that up on YouTube, but here in the next week or two, you'll be able to find that on, you know, Spotify, iTunes. You'll be able to find all that there. And then Facebook, you know, just Drew Thorngren. So yeah, reach out to me.
Yeah.
I'll help you where I can and love to get connected with you.
So that's, how do people find your clothing business, Drew?
So the clothing business, you can find it in my handle, or if you just Google Sterk Performance, STAERK and then performance. Cool. The AE is like, there's a cool Danish like letter for it, or letter for it, but it's really hard to do if you don't have the right keyboard. So we do AE. So yeah, if you just Google that, you'll find our website there.
Right on, dude. Right on, man.
We're affiliated with My Stadium Gear. And so that's the company we're affiliated with that helps handle all our website stuff. So,
right on. I was going to ask you about that, but that, and it just came back up in my head, but that's cool. So you do like kind of, it's kind of like drop shipping.
Yeah. You know, being a college student, it's like, I don't have time to like handle all the inventory in my apartment.
Yeah.
Or handle the shipping. And so this company that we're affiliated with at Sterk Performance, they help us with our shipping, handling, all the inventory, all that stuff. And so that's been really good to, you know, take a huge load off my shoulders and still be able to, you know, get what I need to get done.
Yeah, man. Good for you. Well, hey, dude, it was really nice to talk with you, Drew. And it was really refreshing to have a good conversation with somebody who's in school, who wants to start a business, who's very driven. And I really appreciate that. And I hope you kill it, man. And if there's anything I can do, dude, let me know. But I really appreciate it. And I hope you kill it, man.
Of course. Thank you, Dalton. Thank you for having me on your podcast. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.